Tshuvas Maharit. So we're just going to skim through the first part of it quickly. Well, maybe we won't include all the summary. We'll see the end, then we'll see not the next tshuva, but two tshuvas from here, and then we'll see how the Achronim dealt with this Tshuvas Maharit. There's a Binyan David that I... There's another way to read the Maharit, and I was looking for the Maramakum for over an hour, and then I found it, but I didn't have time to find a copy. So if we have time, we'll see it on the computer. Fine. So we saw in Simen Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches is something else. So we saw, briefly, he says, just straight out, he says, what Tosva says, that we're Pater, Alon Nefalim, we call Makom, Lo Sharia means Chavala. He just says straight out, that's what Tosfos means. That's how we read Tosfos. See, Rav Moshe, when we do Rav Moshe, holds that Tosfos thinks it's Ritzicha. It's fascinating. Rav Moshe pulls like a shach, like everyone really holds like me type of thing. Fine. So he says, but wait a minute. He says we have sugyas that don't seem to work together. We have the Mishnah in Alos, which seems to sound like you can't, that there's an Isra that's here, Chamor, and it's only Mudr Mishnah Pekuach Nefesh, right? And then we have the sugya in Erchin, which seems to be that it's not such a big deal, right? We kill the Uber before we kill the woman. It seems like it's not Pekuach Nefesh. You don't need Pekuach Nefesh to override it. Even Mishum Nivala Aim, Lachar Misa, is enough to override it. So he gives three terutzim, and then he says, So he says, maybe the first terutz is that Erchin is different, right? Erchin's shiny. Why? Because she's going to die. He gives two answers. Hofo v'sofa liharigim imo duber yerech imo hu kadamrin perkeitz amarim v'kam aduchtem yishum nivol imo makdimin le'misa. He's going to die anyway. They can read that in the more extreme version of, well, he's going to die anyway. L'chai shal, l'chai shina, and then he's like, you could read that. I think, and I suggested last time, I think it's more accurate to say, look, we're going to kill him in 2 minutes. So whether we kill him now or we kill him in 2 minutes, he's dying. So we're killing her just slower than we're killing than we would have normally. I prefer to read it that way because it makes him less radical and there's no reason for it. Inami kaven deiklamemer delolam uber lav yerech kiyoludami kiyerech imahu. Right? That really, 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 he's part of the mother and he gets the same punishment as the mother. And why do we mechal Shabbos in that same Gemara in Erchin? If the woman dies, mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. I thought the Uber Yerach Imon is meaningless. No, once he dies, it's different. Tosfos already pointed that out. Once she dies, it's different. Fine. And what about, okay, so that's his first kasha. He says maybe, right? So I'm sorry. So he says maybe Erchin is shiny because Erchin is he's going to die. She's going to die anyway. Maybe Alos is shiny, right? That it's lav kiyolo dami, right? The Uber is lav kiyolo dami, and we wouldn't mechal Shabbos to save the baby. We would not mechal Shabbos to save the baby, but we do in that case because the mother's already dead. And what about chil Shabbos? So he says in the end we have a machlokes whether mechal Shabbos for the Uber or not for the Uber, right? Machlokes rishonim seemingly, maybe at least the way he's reading it, whether mechal Shabbos for the Uber or just for the or because the mother's life is in danger. So whether the mother's life is not in danger or not. So he says. Right? Plugtahi, v'savig nefashas lahakil l'achayosan. So we save their lives. We machmas asafik at least. Kol shekein shalol lefgoa behem. That's the second to last wide line in the second paragraph. Right? If there's a mitzvah to save them, so then we shouldn't kill them. Okay, because at least you'd be violating the bitul asei of pikuach nefesh. So some level of iser there is here. And now the last two words in the line. So now we're going to get a little bit confused. Umina yalfinon lenefalim degoyim. Okay. Dilamanda amar hacha mechal nelem Shabbos bedidu mia isura ika. So what does that mean? He says. So now we're going to learn about Nephilim of Goyim. Who even asked about Nephilim of Goyim? That's completely a little bit strange in this tshuva. We'll see what the Tzitzis Eliezer does with that. He says, "Delamanda amr mehatzim hacha mechal nileim Shabbos," meaning on the Uber Yisrael, mechal Shabbos for the Uber, right? He just finished telling us there's a machlokas whether mechal Shabbos or not mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Uber alone. So for those who thinks you have to mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Uber, right? There is at least an iser to destroy the Uber of a Goyim. Why does that flow? So it doesn't necessarily flow. I'm assuming he's thinking the following. Following his previous line of reasoning. If there's according to the one who says it's mitzvah pikuach nefesh to save of Uber Yisrael, so there's an Isser to kill him. Right? That's what he assumes beforehand. kolsha kein shalohat lefgabo. And by an uber shel goyim and a chenami, there's no mitzvah to save him. So it should be perfectly fine to lifgabo. But mikomokom isura ika, we don't do it. It's aser. Whatever the isur is, whatever it is, it should be aser. It should be there's a separate isur. Okay, that's how I'm reading that. I don't know if you have another way to read it. You'll see that whatever it's fine. I know the next tshuva, but so that's why I'm reading it this way. I think he means for nefalim. So I'll repeat it. For nefalim, Yisraelim, there's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh. So in mele, there's an iser to al hariga. By nefalim of Akum, there is no mitzvah pikuach nefesh. So in mele, there should be mutar bahariga. But mekomokom yisra ika. So now, if you keep reading, the third paragraph, umiu tema de lo chashive nefesh. Babies counts for nothing. Ubegoyim shari lagamre. Okay. So by goyim, it should be mutar lagamre to abort the fetus, right? Meaning, that's why I'm reading it beforehand. There's an iser. It's really mutter, but we created an iser to be parallel somewhat to the Yisraelim. Mikol makom, lehisasek imahim sheyapilum. Now, who are we talking about? It sounds like lehisasek im hagoyim, meaning to assist in an abortion. Ka'over alifne iver lotitin michshol, meaning, yeah, begoyim shari lagamre, it should be mutter for us to do it to them. The original is no iser deraisa, at least. Maybe there's an iser abanan. But if we're misasek with them, sounds like I'm not actually doing it. I'm just being misayeh. I'm just helping out. I violate lifne'iver. Why? Lefishahem was haram alam nefalim, b'nei ragam alayim. Because we know that b'nei nochram was haram alam nefalim. That's a b'feirus gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion of Beis. Right? So I would violate lifne'iver. V'arim perakamad avodazara, minayin shalei yoshi, adam kosel yayin lenozir, v'evrim nachayla ben noach, kalmud lomer lifne'iver, lotit mechshol, even evrim nachayla ben noach is lifne'iver. So too, harigas ubrim for ben noach would be lifne'iver. So im yesh rofim acherim sheyomru lehem delo kaver elahecha dekai betraber denara kadamrinan hasam. Okay, so only if it's treber denara, maybe if there's only one chadiber denara, I won't over. So it's a lifnei for shayla. Fine. It sounds like here by goyim mishari legamrei there's an iser, but seemingly that's not a big deal in this paragraph. And there's a shayla of lifnei iver because by the goyim it's also legamrei, and now he wants to know what if you daven mincha samach l'shkia. Okay, that's the next paragraph. Very relevant. Because the tshuva is not addressed to anybody in particular. So, strange.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Is he saying, presumably, that there, iser, let's say, is derabanan, but it doesn't apply to non-Jews because they have an iser deraisa anyway? So if you're just messiah, that issue is only with the iver?
Well, you're messiah, you actually didn't do an iser. Meaning you didn't do the maisa, so
right.
We can't get
so
the maisa on you.
Can't be on you, and the derabanan doesn't apply.
Well, the derabanan doesn't apply because I'm not doing it.
Right, and I'm saying for them the derabanan doesn't apply because they have the deraisa.
Well, they have a deraisa, yeah. Right. So you have to say by us it's chavala. Right, at first he said Tosfos said it's, I'm assuming, once he says, okay, so there's an iser, because there's a mitzvah to save them the falim, so it's usher to abort them. And what's that iser? So we'll see, that's debated in the Achronim. If I had guessed, I would tell you chavala. That's the only iser he mentioned so far, clearly, in the whole tshuva. It's not the clearest of tshuvas. Before we continue, let's go to Simon Tzaditas and see if you think it's the same person writing. It's on the next page. It's actually on the next page. It's on the next page here, but it's actually on the next page in the Sefer as well. So here's actually a tshuva written to somebody. It doesn't say who. Usha sha'altim im mutar lehitasek im goya achas lehisaber o shetapil im yesh badaver iser machas ibud nefasho chem goyim. Right? Are you allowed to assist for a non-Jewish lady to get pregnant? Or to abort her fetus, or is there an iser of ibud nefashot bishal goyim? I'm assuming the ibud nefashot doesn't. But that's sort of the second half of the question, not on the tisaber. But that's only relevant because
it's
people.
Catholic.
Okay. What misasik are you doing with them? Right. Presumably not the hisaskus. Okay. And the chnami. But the only reason at that point is relevant is because this tshuva got misread because of what he's about to say. So the tshuva has two parts. The first part is about lisasek imahem shetisaber, and the second part is lisasek imahem shetapil. So the first part is pretty straightforward. Lisasek imahem shetisaber no hainu masnisin deresh perakein ma'amidim bas yisrael lo tiyal desa nochris m'neshim mi'alad esben lafodazar. You're not supposed to help him because you're mi'alad ben lafodazar. Umil bischar shari mishum eva k'demafaris b'gmar. Right, we've seen this before. Elisha yanira lomar delinyan zelis ask for fuasa losum chitu lechavsha to give her, to bandage her wound. Bishvil shetisaber. Lo shayach acha eva. Shein adover nikar la'ain, shein erotzel erfuasa, shayar be'osu ken v'lo ho'ilu. Says there's no even eva, because it doesn't always work. V'yeshlo b'malitlos, so no one, you should be mutter even without eva. Right? Whatever eva means, you wouldn't need it in this case, because it doesn't, fine. V'lekatama de'eva k'nuch b'gmar gabi asuke b'schar, when there's schar, there's no eva. So yochal ha'meimer kai b'nei ha'igro, you're doing it for the money. Inami nakite le'zimna be'doar, umi unira shekolshu rofe mumche. V'ripe li'israelis, probably israelios, acheros, ika eva, imi unir fuasam. Right, if you're a general doctor and you refuse to treat certain people, that's going to cause eva. So, it's either you don't need eva or there is eva. Ulat osam likal mamonim v'lolishtal berfuasam osur to gezel nachrihu. Right, you're not allowed to like cheat them out of this. Fine, gezel nachri's osur. Okay, not so interesting. Now it gets interesting. V'zechurani shariti laharash bezal b'tshuva sheheid al ramban zal shenis asikim goya achas shetis aber b'schar. The ramban did this. It says in the Gemara, it's mutter b'schar. Right? Now I paused. And if you look in the second printing of the Tshuva's Maharit, I think it's the first printing, we don't have a Ksav Yad. There's a dot now here, like a dot in the middle of, like there's a space, and then a dot in the middle of the line, and then another space, and then it continues. Meaning, now part two of the Tshuva. Seemingly. Ulis asik ima shetapil pribitna. Right? Now pretend I just didn't say all of that, and just read the last sentence straight. What did the Ramban do? The Ramban helped her get pregnant and abort her fetus, or just helped her get pregnant?
So we have to go back and look at the Ramban.
So no, it's in the Tshuvas HaRashba.
Oh, in the Rashba.
So we have a Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Tshuvas HaRashba only has the first half. So, just that's a fact. That the Tshuvas, and that's a fact. And I don't think he means that. Shehedar Ramban, if you just look at it, Shenit Asik, he was, I mean, Nit Asik is a strange way to write about him, but that's what he's, that's the conjugation, it's a verb, that he's using. Nit Asik, ima goya achas shetis aber bischar. Now, ulehis Asik, ima shetapil pribitna, it's a second half of the tshuva, right? I'm convinced of this both because in the second printing there's a dot, and the fact that the Ramban never, we don't have a tshuva, the Rashba that even says this, and ulehis Asik versus Nit Asik. He should have been at least consistent in a one line with his grammar. However, whatever conjugation he's going to choose to use, I would have argued he should have been consistent. But fine. Regardless, I think this is a separate part of the tshuva, and I think you have to read it that way. So, we'll see Rav Moshe didn't at first. So, okay. Ulidasik and Moshe tapil perbitna. So, is that mutter? Ibud nefashos ein kan. There's no ibud nefashos. I'm reading as at least quasi-ritzicha. Right? It may not have all the parameters of ritzicha. We know there's no... There's no Mises Bezdin, right? And we know that sometimes we can do it, and we know that we suspend Ein Dochin sometimes. Fine. But, I mean, Ibud HaFashos, I mean, is Ritzicha. Ein Kan Dafilu Yisrael Nefalim Lav Nefeshu. It's not a Nefesh, Rashi says Beferis, right? Sanhedrin Ein Bezim Beis. Umamon Hu Dechayev Rechmanet Mei Vlados Labal Dechtib Kasher Yashit Laval Aisha, right? If you cause a woman to miscarry, you pay. Ubereisha Nechnokin, this is his second proof. He has four. Amrinan v'itzrech lemichtav maka ishvames, v'itzrech lemichtav kol maka nefesh. Right? Why? Diksiv kol maka nefesh, havamina fil nefalim, so kamash melon. But nefalim are not included. Right? In kol maka nefesh. It doesn't necessarily prove anything. It proves they don't have no nishmisa. It doesn't necessarily prove that it's not ritzicha. But okay. Uper gyotzadofin dershinan kol nefesh, l'rabos katan ben yom echad, demashma kol nefesh, afilu nefesh kol duhu, alma nefalim, afilu nefesh kol duhu lo mikri. Okay, again, but that's about Ritzicha, and it doesn't, the fact, that's about Onesh Misa. So, in Achinami, it might not be an Onesh Misa, but it could still have Ritzicha without an Onesh Misa. Right? Like many Achronim hold as a Trefa. A Trefa is an Issa Ritzicha without an Onesh Misa. Another proof, fourth one, Ubisof Perakama de Erchin. Right? We saw before, Detana Yisha Shayotza Lehar, Gamem Tin Lacha Tail, Debachin Pshita Gufahi, Salgadai Dechamina, Hol Chsiva Sher Yashita Lavala Isha, Mamona de Baal, Huvo Lifsede Mine, Kamash Malan. Okay, that's a Gemara. Umi deparach pshita, right? Mashma de machmas ibud nefashet et nindun klau. Says, what do you mean? Of course you do this. Pshita. Gufahi. What do you mean pshita? Because it must be that there's no isser etzicha here at all. V'lo asa la shmuinan elemishum psinta de baal. V'arminan hasa ma'isha shayotza leharg makinota k'nege bethe roin shalo kadeshi yamosaf la tchilo shalo tavo l'de nivol. Okay, right? Now, this part, so... If we understood the first part, the whole attitude here is like, what do you mean? There's no Isser here whatsoever, almost, right? We haven't heard the word Isser. Now, we know that all he's proven was it's not Ritzicha. Or he's trying to prove it's not Ritzicha. I think all he proved was there's no Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. But okay. Alma bishvil nivol ha'im horgen havlad biyadayim. That I think that's accurate. Bishvil nivol ha'im horgen havlad biyadayim. V'lo lo chashem mishem ibud nefashos. Hilchach. So what was the question again? The question was, can you be misasek with a nachris kadesh atapil bitna? Hilchach. Bi yisraelis mipnei tzorech imo nir eshe mutter lehisasek imahem shetapilena. Kevin der fuas imohu hi. Nu matzar Yosef ben Marar Moshe Mitrani. Says, okay, so let's just parse the last sentence again. Be Israelis. We're not referring to Israelis. The question was better going. We're referring to Israelis. Mipnei tzorech imo nirish emuter li dasek imahim shetapilena kaven de refuas imohi. I'm assuming tzorech imo and refuas imo are going to be similar. Right? But you have to have a tzorech. You have to have something. And it's muter li hitasek imahim, which previously meant you're not actually doing it yourself. In the previous tshuva. So here you're not doing it. It's mutter to be misayeya. And mipnei tzorech imo. Uh-huh. So what's going on? I'm assuming imahem here also means Yisraelios again, right? Yisrael is mipnei tzorech imo nirash mutter lihisasek imahem. He means without the Jews. He's continuing, even though he's not answering the shayla, at least the sentence should make sense. And it sounds like there is an Isser. There is an Isser on the books. But it's mutter mishum tzorech imo or mishum refuas imo. And we have no idea what the deal is with non-Jews. And we have no idea what Isser we have, because he just proved that there's no ibud nefashos. Fine. There's no ibud nefashos. We say tzorech imo, we say refuas imo, these things, whatever the Isser is going to be. It sounds like there is an Isser. Otherwise, we wouldn't need tzorech imo or refuas imo. That it's going to be mutter. Now it sounds a little bit different than at least the tone that you get from the previous tshuva, and so that's going to lead to trying to figure out what is going on here. Okay, so let's see. So we're not going to see the position of Rav Moshe, the position of Tzitzel Yezer now. I just want to see how they react to this tshuva. So Rav Moshe has two pieces on the board. Actually, this is the second one, and in it. If you look on the second page, so it's Os Gimel. So we're going to skip his approach. We're just going to see how he reads the Maharit. Okay, b'mashe kadav haChavas Yair v'Maharit b'inyan harigas ubrim u'bir divrei Ramban nida. Okay, we didn't see the Chavas Yair yet, so we're going to skip to the next paragraph. The Maharit. We have a Chavas Yair in the second paragraph. V'yanti b'Maharit shikashtei tshuvos hasosros b'chelek aleph. Really? I didn't think they were terribly so-so. I thought the first one said there's an Isser Chavala, and the second one said there's some Isser that's Mutter Mishum Refuah. And Taka Chavala is Mutter Mishum Refuah, so it works out. You know, it makes sense. It could be. He could have written a lot more clearly, admittedly. Why? So he thinks it's a Stira. And then we'll see how he's Miyashev the Stira. The Simen Tzadi Zayin Oser K'shaleka Sakana L'Haim. Really? And Simen Tzadi Zayin is Mutter only when her life is in danger. How does he know that? Umitari tadi yotzel harig makin can debek heroyon, right? What? Okay, but he said that's mutter, right? He answered that question. He said that's not a kasha. He said why? Because the baby's going to die anyway, which I think is a very valid, is a very good. Whatever the isser is, it makes no difference. We're going to kill the baby in 2 minutes. So if we kill the baby now, there's no difference. Vegam katav the Rav Vusa the Amrei Mishum Sakanas Vlad Lechude Mechalin Shabbos Kol Shekin Shasur Lefkoa Behem. Right? If you have to save his life, so you certainly can't kill him, right? He definitely said that. Ubesimen tzadi tes katov the af be Israelis machmad ibud nefashos in nidnun klal miraya the makin can I get beisay raya biyotzali harig shein a klum af litvarov, right? He goes, that's not a raya. Meaning, think about it. Simen tzadi zayin, he told you that's not a raya. So how in some, right? Because he said, well, that's not a raya that we don't care about the baby's life. It's just he already gave, right? He had three terutzim. He said either erek and shiny because we're going to kill the baby anyway. So how come in simen tzadi tes he's using that as a raya to be mekel? No, it's good horror. Umirai al shehiksha gemara pshita gufahi. That's his last point, right? Al hadit nan in mamtinin liotza liharig, achi yivale tavlad. Shigam kein in a klum. That's not a raya either, right? He had four rayas. He got rid of the first. And now he's getting rid of the first. It wasn't the first. It was the, there it was. The first was mevlados. The second was nefesh. The third was nefesh. And the fourth is Erchin. Okay, so the fourth one is the both raya's from Erchin. Right? So he says, you killed a baby. He goes, that's not a raya. And then Pshita, right? He said Pshita. Why is it Pshita? Of course, because you don't care about the Ratzicha. So he already said the Chavaz Yair already answered that kasha. So we didn't see that yet. But because of the Chavaz Yair, the Adrab, Misham Raya Laser. Right? The Chavaz Yair thinks that the Gemara is the opposite. So strange. Midalo Hiksha Stam Pshita. Elohosef Vekushya Pshita Gufahi. Why? If it would have said Pshita, you're right. It said Pshita Gufahi. Mashmet Delule Svaras Gufahi. Hey, Svar Lahamtin Lahatzila Uber Kolshkin Shaosu Ligra Misoso. It's gufahi, and that's why. It's not pshita stam. It's not pshita, and therefore we don't care about the uber. It's pshita gufahi, and the way I was reading it, I'm probably influenced because I read the Chavasiyari already. Pshita gufahi means it's part of her body, and therefore, okay, we're going to kill her body, we're going to kill the baby, we're going to kill everybody. It's part of the Mises on the Spesdin. If it would have said pshita stam, then you're right. It said pshita gufahi. Only in that case is it different. Everywhere else, it's taka osir. We'll see the Chavasiyari. Fine, so he says, so that's not a raya. He says, "V'hu teretz pasud shelo shayach lomar delo salika daiti de'maharit l'tarid zeh." Of course, Maharit would have thought of that. U'befrat lichtov she'inidnud klal. It's too extreme. V'gam eich lo hisker klal divrei Rambam shirak midin rodef u'aheter lachtocha over makasha leled. Why do you call the Rambam who says right? So the teretz is the Rambam said. I mean, he read the Rambam as makasha leled. When makasha leled and achanam, we'll see the Taras Chesed says this. Emachinami, once Makasha Leila, the story's different. Okay, because there's Akira Savlad, he thinks it's all telling Uber Yerachimo, Ulari Yerachimo. And once Akar Lotze says, Lav Yerach, if you hold, fine. And when something changes, so that's the first time I didn't quote the Rambam, I'm assuming. He says, Vigam Loshita Satotsu Shosri Mitam Mika Midi. He didn't quote the Tosu to say it's Osir. He did in Simitsadi Zayin, not in Simitsadi Tes. Shalachin Poshut She'ein Lahashkiach Al Chuva Zuklal. We're going to ignore it. It's a forgery. Even if you would have thought it's real, so we have a steer, you should go to Chumrah. You're supposed to have a pick between two tshuvas and Maharit. It's not possible to Maharit. So the Simon Tzadi test is wrong. Simon Tzadi Zion is right. And it's Osir. Okay, now you could answer this in a whole bunch of different ways, but let's just read through it. Aval ein zorech lazeh debor shetshuvim zuyefasi meizet toe umate. Shalachin ma shevim mitshuvas arashba, she Ramban hisasikim nox achat lahapi lubro, that the Ramban helped the lady nachris abort her baby, right? Which I argue is not true, and he's might in a minute. Nicha ma shanachum ein motzi v'cho, we didn't find it, Rav Unterman searched all the tshuvas arashbas and he couldn't find it either. Right? So, he quoted this, it's wrong. Okay. And then he says, well, maybe it's talking about Kodim Arbaim Yom. We're not really our issue now. Rav Unterman wants to say on the next page, right, maybe it's Kodim Arbaim Yom, even though Yisrael Mutter, maybe if the right, he said, we'll read it. Aval im tshuvazu emes, nirali nocho, mashakot of a gray Unterman, sham dahaya Kodim Arbaim Yom, v'chomer Yisrael mi ben Noach, v'kodim Arbaim Yom, shafshel Yisrael osir, darei b'ran yumo, huvam yiran ban, tshim b'hag, shemachalim b'shabes, b'shul sakran zvadal chulei af b'chos marbaim yom. Right, we saw that in the Ramban, quoting the Bahag, that the Svar Chalel Olav applies certainly Kodim Arbaim Yom. Right, it makes sense. If the whole point is Chalel Olav potential, what's the difference? What stage we're at? Shem Kain Vadei Shasri LaPilo K'dekatav Yilel Shalei Ashech LaHater Chilul Shabbos Yimei Mudra LaPilo. Okay, U'K'dekatav Gam Chavas Yair Delomer Demudra LaHargu Mudra LaChal Shabbos Ein Lo Shacher Mikol Mekol Benuach Mudra Kodim Arbaim Yom. It's not Adam Ba'Adam because it doesn't have a shame Adam. Yeah, maybe not. Then he says, if you skip a little down, how can we possibly go farther than them? If the whole Isser of Ubrim is because of Mika Midi, we have to be parallel. We can't be more than them. The whole point of Mika Midi is they can't be more than us. Maybe we could be more than them, but if the whole Limud is from them, so you can't be more than them. Okay, fine. So he has a whole thing. But that's neither here nor there. That's simply made up. There is no raya in the Maharit, at least, that I saw, Kodim Arbaim Yom. Now, you could answer him in several ways. First of all, Simon Tzadi Tes, why do you assume it's a forgery? Okay, just because, what did the Ramban? Okay. And in Simon Tzadi Zayin, which you want to say he paskin l'isser, he also didn't quote the Rambam. So, not quoting the Rambam is not a raya. He quoted the Tosfos in Tzadi Zayin. He didn't quote the Tosfos in Tzadi Tes. But in Tzadi Zayin, he told me it was from Chavala, and in Tzadi Tes, he showed me it's Mutter Mishum Refuah Saim, and Taka Chavala is Mutter Mishum Refuah. Now, you could say Mishum Chavala of who? There's a machlekes in this Maharit. Who is it chavala of? Is it chavala of the uber or chavala of the aim? If you hold it's chavala of the aim, so then you're allowed to be chavala on yourself for your own refuah. We do surgery all the time to save your life. Aye, it's a chavala. And it's not only nidchem ipnei pikuach nefesh, it's mishum refuah, there is no iser chavala. The question is, can you be chavala in somebody else to save your life? Okay, so maybe you have to done this ma'arit very carefully, because I don't think he's talking about the topic at all. The second response is, in Siman Tzadik Zayin, he didn't say what Ramosha said. Do you think he said what Ramosha said? In Siman Tzadik Zayin, I thought he wasn't quite as extreme as Ramosha. I thought in Siman Tzadik Zayin, he said, yeah, there's an Isser. And he had three ways of answering this stira. And you could say, it says, well, there's one Lakula, one Lachumra. And he says, but we have a Safek, so give me Machmir, because we're Michal Shabbos, so Machmir not to kill them. So he must, and I think this is true because Rav Moshe assumes this before, quoting the Chavos Yair, it couldn't be that you Michal Shabbos for it and you're allowed to kill it. Okay. But I don't think the Maharid ever said you're allowed to kill it. He said you're allowed to Letzorech Imo Mishim Refuah. So I don't necessarily think that's a stira. I don't think it's a logical stira. You could disagree if you want. Right? If you're allowed to Michal Shabbos to save the fetus, it doesn't necessarily mean it could be, there's an iser to destroy the fetus, and then achinami. But it could be nidche bifnei something else.
Even in Sadi Tech, it never says he sets out to say that it's mutter. He just says it's not ibud nefesh. Whatever.
It's not ibud nefesh, and then it's mutter l'mipnei tzorech imo. So if you say it's chavala, that's great. Refuas imo chavala works wonderfully. First of all, didn't answer the question he was asked. But,
yeah.
So it's since Eliezer picks up on that point. He then cuts and pastes the shuvas together. So in Siman Tzadik Zayin, he never says it's Heter Gomer, but he's just more makel than Siman Tzadik Zayin, at least. And although, so Reb Chaim has this one line, you can't be min hadochim and min hanidchim. If you're mechal Shabbos for someone, it can't be that we can then destroy that life for someone else's mitzvah, because whatever mitzvah is going to require us to destroy the fetus's life should override. Right? If we're going to mechal Shabbos for the fetus, right, so then what other mitzvah could possibly come, meaning it's not, as long as it's not Ritzicha V'Tzor or Arayas, what else are we going to, why, whatever, you're saying, oh, we have to save the woman's mother's life, Pikuach Nefesh, of the mother, but the child's life is Doche Oli Surim, so it'll be Doche, the Pikuach Nefesh of the mother also. Yeah, you can't kill the mother, but the baby's life in itself should be Doche the Yisr. It could be that what Rav Moshe is saying, and that's how he's reading this Maharit, and it's Lo Yitachin, that you can Mechal Shabbos and kill it, at all, even for Refuah. And that's why Rav Moshe has to come on to a whole vort in the Rambam, and that's why Rav Chaim has to come on to a whole thing in the Rambam. But no one else calls it a rodev, so it's hard to. I don't know that Rav Chaim's right. I don't know that the answer to Rav Chaim is. Can you, if you're min hadochim, you can't be min hanidchim. But none of the other rishonim or achronim seem to think that it's ritzicha before.
You just make a very strict reading of Metal Lev, right, and say that it's only Doche Shabbos.
Why?
Because we're only Doche Shabbos because of the Pasuk Mechala. I mean, of the Pesham Rav Nitzel of the Shabbos, right? That he's going to, okay, later on, he'll be able to keep Shabbos. Right now, he's not really a Nefesh.
Okay,
so you make a very strict reading, it's really only about Shabbos, and it's not the other mitzvah.
But why would it, and because I have a Gzeres HaKasuv by Shabbos.
Right, exactly.
The problem is, Chalil Olam seems like a Svara, no? It comes from a Pasuk.
But it's in the context of...
Right, it's in the context
of Shabbos. So
it is in the context of Shabbos, though the Pasuk is Shabbos.
Right, so meaning you might, I'm just saying, if you read it very strictly.
Yeah, it just Shabbos, it doesn't make sense. Why should Shabbos be different?
Because we have a Pasuk. I mean, once you have a Xavier Kaiser, why do you need
it? Right, so the question is, my point is saying it's a Svara, it sounds, many of the Acharonim assume that this applies elsewhere also.
Right, so I'm just saying that
you could, yeah.
Question, you could read it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good reading.
No, you could, I'm not happy with it. So just to be a fair to Rav Moshe, in the next tshuva, he's like, okay, the Maharit didn't really say that about the Rambam. He takes it back. He's aware that the Maharit didn't really say that. Fine. So he's chozer on that one point, because it's just not true. Okay. I just gave you the whole tshuva, so you can see it. Fine. And when we see the Rav Moshe, so then we'll have, I just want the photocopy of the Rav Moshe, so I don't have to do it once. So then the Tzitz Eliezer responds to Rav Moshe, and Okay. So it's on the second page of the Tzitzel Yezer. The response, he has a bunch of chupas on this. So Tzitzel Yezer is going to adopt a much more makel mahalach. If you look at it's Tzitzel Yezer chelik yedal etzim and kuf, os hey. Okay? He says, "Ubekan anu boyim lemasha kanaf agon Rav Moshe finds him b'divrei Maharitzal." Okay? So it's interesting to read how he summarizes the Maharit. Since considering the Maharit was a little bit unclear, it's interesting how the Achronim, each one of the Achronims, how you have it. It's the second page of the Tzitzel Yezer. Page Kuf Pei Hei. Right? It's Os Hei. It's on the right side of the page, on the left column, like four paragraphs down.
Yeah.
So Hamaharitzal b'tshuvos of Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadites, Posek v'hedya, the Uber, afilu nefesh kol de hulom mikri. Absolutely correct. Umochiach zot misugi agmar b'sef pekram de erichin. Val pizat pasak at pisco de b'Yisrael esbim tzei tzarech imo nirash amot reli sasak imahim shetapilena kevin refuas imohi. Ukufisha be'arti sham, per gimel, elsewhere, mucha shekavana sa maharit, brura shekbezeh shekavana sa lahatir, afilu kshein shela shel sakana sa'im, ela shela hi briutit. Meaning, what's the sakana for the mother? It's life and death for the mother? Or it's refua of einbo sakana? He tries to prove it's Embo Sakana. Kasher Hemshecha Ibur Mazik Lebrio Sa'im. Dumi de Nivel. Right? Nivel is not Sakana's Nefashis. That's just a silly thing to say. I take that back. Nivel is not Sakana's Nefashis because she's dead. But Lechor, it doesn't sound like Sakana's Nefashis. He's saying it doesn't sound like a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But he killed the baby anyway. So to hear, it doesn't have to be so terrible. It doesn't have to put her life in danger. Nonetheless, we killed the baby. So it's less. Fine. But Rav Moshe doesn't like that approach, right? Uma asel gon Rav Moshe finds him bedivir maharit ele no get lo gam ken aderech apsuta biyos erikosiv shepashut shen lashgiach al tshuva zu klal ki vade tshuva mizu yefes himeiz atal mitoe umata v'katva b'shmo. It's a forgery. So I think the quote in the name of Moshe Klein goes, and then how do I know the tshuva Rav Moshe is not a forgery? Okay. Why did you play that game? Vani tamei tamei ekro echef shor lakor tshuva shleim maharit al piyashar dimyonis kazos. Where did you get that from? Especially since Uriah, you were then realized it wasn't true. Vizosa filu ilu loya uchacha negdis lefaneinu elkach lumasa yesh lefaneinu. Because the Shirik Nesed Agdolo was his Talmud, quoted it word for word. His Talmud quoted it, unless he's the Talmud who wrote it. But he quoted it and he assumes it's correct. So he skipped down a little bit. And he just quotes it. He quotes Sadi Zayin, and then he quotes Sadi Tes. Then if you look at the two last lines on the page, Umash, most if I go to Rav Moshe finds him b'shavar v'lochich shi'chuv v'muzuyef and b'shavar maybe shami chuvas harashba shaharamban hisasekim nochar zachal apil ubra ve'im motzilam b'chuvas harashba, because that's not true, right? It has nothing. He goes, Uriah from the Ramban is not correct, and it's just not correct. Fine. So he likes to read the Maharit, like I did. This is Isser, and it's mutter mishum b'riut ha'im alone. Refuah same as always chavala. It's mutter mishum refuah. So if you look in the next packet, so there's another tshuva that we'll get back. We'll see the end of this one soon. He tries to put together the maharit in a coherent fashion. So this is the end of chelik tes of tshuva Tzitzel Yezer is a birei halacha b'ta'a mishpacha. And he goes on all a bunch of interesting family-related law stuff. So in Shaar Gimel is about abortion. So we're not going to go through all of it now, but you should see it at least. So it's in Perek Gimel. This is Perek Aleph. It's a little bit lengthy, as you've probably gathered by now. Gimel. So you look at Gimel. It's on page Reish Lamed Gimel, right? So he says, oh, what about the Maharit? And he quotes the whole Maharit. And then you look in the second paragraph, Ha'atakti kol divrei Maharit, b'zei kol shonam, ki mitzad echad l'medim mizeh, she'aposhet leil Maharit, mikol halei nochocho, she'evi d'uber lav nefeshu. Right, he's quoting Tzadi Tes first. He's quoting Tzadi Tes first, right? So Tzadi Tes is clear that it's lav nefeshu. Ve'afilu nefesh kol du lo mikri, ve'nidnu klal lachosh, machmas ibud nefashot b'zeh, ve'abaya she'esh b'zeh, urak baya mamonis, de'mamon edabal hu. ומשום כך התיר עיבוד בידיים בשביל נבלעים, ולמד מזה להתיר לפילוג אבי ישראל מפני צריך אימו. וחוזר פירית היינו בהיכה דרפוס אימו היזוס, ובור שכוונה סו אפילו בשאין שאלה של סכנה סעים, אלא השאלה היא בריאותית, שבהמשך האיבר מזיק לבריאות סעים, דומיה דניבול. דומיה דניבול. ומצד שני יש בדברי התשובה הזאת כמה תיוע? Reishis, the Havalik and Patach Bekadra Siem Bechovis, Asher Leikarit Haitaba Halapil Uber Shogoya. Umizeki Mashalodi Berklaub, the Verechuva. Okay, let me point that out. Verakbet Chilasakilu Hivlia Mizeb and Imus Devar, Vehikdishal Serakmili Machados, Vekadar Ibud Nefashat Ain Kanda, Philobis Ral Nefalim Lav Nevesu. Ulachar Mikan Himshek Ludabir Rakmidin Israel Bezeh. Right, that's a little bit strange. The Gam Siem Devar of Siem Rakmizet, Hilchakbe Israelis Motor Mipnei Tzarechimo. He was clear to write Israelis. In the contrast. Ve'ilu me'ashelosh nishal shehi algoya losikem is a klal. Shemis, echi tachat shehele mine kotzer v'lehizke klal medin ben noach sheneraga l'ubrim. Right, I mean, it's a little bit strange, right? Ben noach ar heneraga l'ubrim. And if you're asking about to be mapel an uber of a ben noach, you should at least note for them, it's actually there's a Mises Bezdin. Ve'gam lo diber klal medin ha-mishnah per exayin de'alos. He didn't quote that mishnah at all in Simon Tzadi test, which at least, I mean, whether you quote the Rambam or not, you have to quote the mishnah. So now it's helpful to pull out your Maharit. Inside the, now he's going to cut and paste. It's a little bit fascinating. It might just be worth parsing it together after. I'll see if I can put it up in a minute. So he says. So let's see how we read Simon Tzadi Zayin. The Bisham Nasu Biru Shemuel Din Uber Yerachimo Piska Rishona. Right in the first paragraph, Betchilas Dvarav Maskir Miata Din De Ben Noach Neragla Ubrim. V'chem Every Divrei Tosas Bechulin Digam Yisrael Nei De Potter Valo Shari Brotzel Levar Kavana De Ha'aser Midin Chavala Hu. He says that before. Right? That's the Maharit's problem. He quotes the Chulin. Then he quotes Olos, which sounds like it's much more Chomer. If it's something nefashos that you save his life, and in Olos you only take out his life to save her life, so it sounds like there's a serious isser here. Meaning there's a serious isser because kodmim, and there's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh, which he assumes then, and he says explicitly later, is a reflection of the fact that there's an isser. Alma the suffering the fashion chashiv kevin dochad the shabbos. Okay, maybe the rag morbus sanhedrin to be noach the regular uber and become the red tosus. But after nun tesh shakam sham shakos with gam bisrael afagav the potter lo shori muchach mi said the yesh iser bedaver. The kol zeu came up the hepach mamish b'shimin tzadi tes. I don't necessarily think I have to say that, but the chutz mekush yoso the hechi amrin be'erchid the hargin that avlad be'adaim if they nivalaim kol chod of acherity li iser b'ze b'shakein chashiv suffering the fashos. Right. So. In the second paragraph of the Maharit, the dear Martin Gesh Lutaritz, Kosev Maharit Lutaritz, so yes, such as base of funim. He says two Teruts, and both in Echad, the MSES base mechush, really there is an Isser. Vai, the Otsale Harig, shiny hole of a sofa, the Hargimimo, Duber Yerachimo, Kadamin Perkates and Marim, become a Duchti, Mishum Nivalimo, Makdin Le Misa. Ubov, right, because he's going to die anyway, so Taket Osser. But he's going to die anyway, we're going to kill him anyway, so we do it here. Ubov in the base, Kosev Lomer del Hefech, the BMS Lavki Olodami, Ukirachimo, should be Mutter. So why are Michal Shabbos to save his life, right? If you can kill him, why would you ever Michal Shabbos save his life? This is a mesa shani to lochasiv adam shuba adam elok mishiyot laavir olam. Michal to save his life because that case is a case where she's dead and that's fine. Now the only point he doesn't relate to is okay. So why about olos? You've answered up erchin, but what about olos? Olos we only it's chayak kodmim. That's the only reason. That sentence, first of all, stands out like a sore thumb in that paragraph. And second of all, it doesn't relate to at all anything in Tzadi Tes. V'temash l'kotzer b'drav v'ofen abez l'tarez gam akushe shikshem ahay d'perek zayin d'olos, which is our question, right? In the second teretz, he explained why Mechal Shabbos. So, en achinami, we could kill the baby, fine. So why Mechal Shabbos? That's different, because it's already considered to be yolud. Aye, so why chayei kodmim? He didn't respond. L'zeh reisi b'priya adama sham shirotze mishum kach l'agyeh b'drav v'limchok tevas mesa. B'ovet shakavano l'tarez gam akushe ahay mitayim Not sure. The kfar nekar vladlotzeis v'kiyol adami. Right? That's why you can't kill it. The same way you mechal Shabbos for it, he says take out the word mesa. Right? You mechal Shabbos because it's yashba l'mashper. You mechal Shabbos because it's already nekar lotzeis. And therefore, enachnam you mechal Shabbos for it, and you're also not allowed to kill the mother. That's what the Mishnah on Olos is talking about. The Mishnah on Olos means once nekar lotzeis, so enachanami. So then, yeah, then it's really, really, really it's mutter. At the end, it's usher. Okay, and that's when you mechal Shabbos for it, and that's when you can't kill it. That's when you need chayah kodmim. And he doesn't. The problem is he doesn't refer back at all, and the third paragraph makes no sense. So he says sof gets confusing. He's going to say the following. He's going to present the following. If you look in this, the second paragraph from the top left, right. So he's going to now put everything together. Sorry, the bottom right. For whatever reason, there was one tshuva which was split into two parts, and now I'm going to recreate it for you. So if you look in your Maharit, it's more helpful than looking in the Tzitzit Lehetzer. He says the following. Really, 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 the shayla was from Simon Sadites. That's where the shayla is, right? That makes sense. That's where the question is. And the beginning of the answer is, in fact, the beginning of Simon Sadites, right? Because the question was about his aber. Okay? Ad, the end of the tshuva, right? Where I said there was a dot in the end of the tshuva's harashba, right? So the question was, what about lehis aber and lahapi? And the answer is lehis aber, period, full stop. Now, he goes to the beginning of Simon Tzadi Zayin. He goes, that's where it belongs. He says, okay, so now we want to know, there's sugyas asosros, legabe iser harigas ubrim, right? Okay. And he has two terutzim, either yotze leharig shayni, or Yashvel HaMashper, or Mesa Shaini, right? He brings you the sugyas that are soser. Then he says the two answers. And then he says the third part, the two answers, he goes, hey, there's a machlokas, we're showing them whether we save the life of the Ober or not, Michal Shabbos for it. And therefore, we have a suffix what to do, so we should do it. Right? And he says it goes all the way up to where the funny line is in the second paragraph in Simon Sadi's Zayim, right? He goes through, okay, so there, we have a suffix in the Fasho, so it's Kolchkin, Asher, Lefgabahim. Is uminayel finel in the fallen the goyim, and from there we learn for the goyim. The leman da amar hacha bechad leim Shabbos bedidu mia isur ika, right? And then he says, okay, right, but, and you read the next line. Umiu tema de lo chashive nefesh begoyim shor legamrei. It should be mutter legamrei, right? Because it's not a nefesh at all. It should be mutter legamrei. He says, oh, okay, and now, so you have the first line of the third paragraph in Simon Tzadi Zayin, and there's actually a dot in our editions. Now plug in the rest of the tshuva from Simon Tzadi Tess, which says, makes sense, right? He just told you Shari Lagamre. I have rayas that it's Shari Lagamre. He has four rayas that it's Shari Lagamre. Right? Until the concluding line of Simon Tzadi Tess, until the very end. Then, it's a little bit funny, right? Like, who would have done this? This is a little bit extensive. Right, you're going to accuse the Ramesh of saying it's a forgery, but you're going to cut and paste this back and forth together. He says, then go back to Simon Tzadi Zayin, right? Because just think of the theory what he's saying. He's saying, look, the question was about goyim. So he says, Lis Aber. The first question is Lis Aber. We're done with Lis Aber. What about for the abortion? Taka, there are sugyas that are soser themselves. And I have two ways of miyashiv sugyas, and then I have the question of Pikuach Nefesh. Aye, but by Goyim, that's only when so, what's he left with? What's he left with? He's left with saying, okay, I'm Yashiv both, I can answer both Terutzim. I can answer the Sugyas in either way. So what do I do? It comes down to whether there's Chil Shabbos or not. Chil Shabbos means there's an Isser. So by Goyim, there's no Chil Shabbos. So is it all? It should be Mutter. And he says it should be Mutter. And then he proves it's Mutter. There's no Nibud Nefashos. And now it makes sense if you go back to Simon Tzadi Zayin, because yeah, but there's Lifnei Iver. There's Lifnei Iver Shaila you have to avoid. And then, right, I'm sorry, then he says, by Israel, it should be Mutter. But Taka, by Goyim, there might be Lifnei Iver Shaila. Okay, that's how he wants to put the whole thing together. It's very creative. It's very logical. If I had to cut and paste sentences here, that's how I guess I would write the tshuva. Right? And he says there's no Isser, and therefore by Yisraelim it should be Mutter. By Goyim there might be Lefnei Iver Shaila.
Isn't even if you don't want to be so extreme and say that it's literally one tshuva that got pasted and separated.
Like half lines.
Right.
He's like, in Shlosh Reveyach, the first three quarters of the line, the second.
You can also just say that, like, logically, that's how the ideas fit together.
But you wouldn't write, but it doesn't work. Sometimes the design doesn't, the mechila, it doesn't work. No? Like, I wouldn't, once you say, there's no question.
Right.
And Simon Sadi Tess has a question with no answer.
Right. No,
he completely didn't answer the question. And the Rayas there are all Akula, and the Rayas here are Lechumra, and we have a Yishuv.
Right.
So if you put these Rayas before that one, because at the end, it works. Look, what the Tess and Ezra are suggesting works. It was definitely a logical flow. It seems a little bit extreme. You had to do this, sounds deliberate. I don't know. And Simon Sadi Zayin has a speech about Mincha at the end. We didn't read it because it's not really relevant. There's not a Mincha before Shkia. But I don't know. No idea. So that's how the Rav Moshe reads the Maharit as being very, very extreme. It's very difficult, I think, to read Maharit that way. Just even if you read Simon Sadi Zayin the way we have it, I find it very difficult to read the Maharit like Rav Moshe says. And it says, as they're pointing the whole thing together, he points that out, and then he says, I can put the whole thing together, and certainly we're Makel now, if you read the whole thing, because any chumras we were Miyashiv and the Kulas all are good. I mean, if you look, so there's one more Mayer Makam here. The Rav Pa'olim, the Ben Ishchai. The last page of the second of the packet from last week. It's just fun to read. It's an interesting psak question. So Shayla Dalit in Rav Pa'olim Chelikav. In Evan Ezra, so Eishes Eishes Zinsav Nisaber Biznus Imuteres Lishtos Davar Shetapila Uber Achashakvar Hukar VeNigmar VeNigmar BeBitna Sheish Lo Chamisha Chodshim BeBitna VeImuter LaAcherim LaSaya BeDavar Zula Holicha Yisal Arof Hashitin LaAsamim VeYavol LaAsamim Yimenu Olo Yoreinu Moreinu. Right? Can she have an abortion because she has a child from another man in her? Can't be with her husband again. So b'davar za'ein yiro elahashiv v'derecha ro lo le'isr v'lo leheter. Right, you would have thought he would come down stark. No. V'rak atik lachem ha'ashe matzadi b'tshuvas achronim sh'dibur b'zeh. I'm just going to quote you the achronim. Here, go with chavos yair. Right, we'll say, and we'll see it. That's the first paragraph. And the second paragraph is, right, here, go on yayivitz. The yayivitz, taka allows it. Fine. So he quotes the chavos yair and yayivitz. And then the third paragraph, V'od, Sama Inecho Re'im HaShakadav Maharimat. Maharimat is the Maharit. Right? Chelek Alef Simen Tzadi Tes. He doesn't quote Tzadi Zayin. V'isha Yisrael is Mutar Lisa Asagim HaBrefu HaShkadei Shatapi. L'meish Bazar L'tzor HaChaim. V'ayim HaShakadav Od B'Simen Tzadi Zayin. Nimitza B'Simen Tzadi Tes. Matri Lahedi L'tzor HaChaim. L'tzor HaChaim. V'nira L'diyesh Yesh Pishon Pe L'Bal Din Lomar Hecha D'Ika P'gam Mishpacha. Ubizayon, v'chil Hashem, im yishara uber v'lo tapil oto, chashiv zetzarech gadol. Efser. V'kvar amarti she'en ani mosif mishali b'davar zev, eni migal adaiti, v'rak etzati lifnei Hashem ala dvarim ha'nizkarim le'el, v'ir advar elu le'ezah chacham, v'hu yorel amal asos. I'm not paskening, but I'm more interested in how he read the Maharit. He read the Maharit as any tzorech at all. We want to say, I want to say it was chavallah, and it's the mutter mishim refuah, because there's no chavallah, and refuah. Since so there's a Reddit more Mekel, and he's like, yeah, bizarre, chil Hashem, okay, it's a big deal. But bizarre, and Pagam Mishpach would also be Matir Tzorech Imo, whatever, he doesn't tell him what the Isser is, but whatever the Isser is, it's Mutter Mishim Tzorech, so it's not, doesn't sound like it's the biggest deal. The Binyan David, which is, I couldn't find, I'll hopefully find it for next time, actually reads the Maharit like Rav Moshe, but he reads it a little bit more carefully, so we can see how he says. He thinks the Maharit only matters B'makom Pikuach Nefesh for the mother. So you can see why this gets just fun. Because we have one tshuva, which makes no sense, two people reading in completely opposite perspectives, and then you don't even know who you're quoting anymore. When people quote the Maharit, they have to now explain what are they doing with it, because it's not pashut at all in which direction you're going to take it. So next time we'll start with the Binyan David, and then we'll move on to the Chavos Yair, the Yayivitz, Nodeh Bihud, I think is in this packet. And then we may or may not see the Beis Yaakov and the Ayin Dibei Eli or something like that, but we'll move on to the Rambam.